Greetings from Lebanon, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to appreciate the Lord for this day and the start of a new week. Today at around 3 a.m. in the late night, I was awake and just meditating for this week's daily devotion. And as I was in prayer, I started to suddenly feel the room and the bed moving from left to right. It didn't hit me at first that there was an earthquake taking place, but after about 30 seconds or so, it started to get stronger and stronger, and it felt as the whole building might collapse. My body immediately began to shake with the earth that was under us. No matter how much faith you have, the flesh will remain weak. It's only in the spirit do we find our strength. And so I started to panic because the earthquake kept going on for so long and it wouldn't stop shaking. The whole ground, the whole building, every building in this region was shaking along with the earth. In my whole childhood, I used to live in Los Angeles, California, and over there we experienced many, many earthquakes, but never have I experienced such an earthquake as today. This earthquake took place in Turkey, and it was a magnitude of a 7.8, which was felt across all the Middle East, from Turkey all the way to Lebanon, to Syria, even onto Israel, our neighbor. And the shaking did the most damage, of course, in Turkey, where it was hit hardest. And so far, they're reporting over 500 deaths and still counting. Many, many people there are lost under the rubble of the buildings that collapsed. So our hearts and thoughts are with the people there. But God knows what is happening, and all things are going to happen according to His will. And we know that many prophecies and many scriptures in the Bible have been spoken that there will be great earthquakes to be felt, but this is not the end yet. Let us thank the Lord that He kept us safe here in Lebanon. But as we are still waking up and shaken up, it's amazing to see how the body is so connected to this earth. Even if the earth shakes, then it'll shake you along with it. I can only imagine the time when the disciples were together with Jesus on the boat and a huge storm hit them. And they all began to shake. And they thought they would die. The fear took over their bodies. But Jesus was in peace. He was sleeping on that boat. Didn't panic one bit. And when He was woken up by the disciples, He was amazed to see the weakness in the flesh. And He had the authority over the sea, authority over the winds, authority over the weather, authority over all things. And let us just enjoy that we have a Lord and we have a husband who has all authority. And we have the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has also given us the authority that even though we might shake in the beginning, we will remember who we are and remember that we have Christ in us and that no matter what happens, all things are working together for our good. Amen. And as I experienced this earthquake with all my brothers and sisters here in Lebanon, we can only imagine the earthquake, the big one that will come to Los Angeles. You know, we used to take that for granted and not know the true value of how it would be. But after this experience of this great magnitude today, we know better and could better understand how great it really is. In the moment of it, you feel that all you're doing is just praying and saying the name of the Lord, surrendering your family, your loved ones, and your life in God's hands. And I quickly called my dad, who is our pastor here in Lebanon, as the room was still shaking. And he told me they were all awake as well. And they were each just praying out loud, shouting the name of the Lord. We also have a visiting pastor from India, Brother Shadrach, who has been with us for the last couple of weeks in Lebanon and has been a real blessing to us here. He is staying at my dad's place, and I heard from him too that he never experienced such an earthquake, and he was just standing up, holding the wall with his hands and praying out loud. So it was a real wake-up this morning, a real shake-up to us, to our bodies. But let it be known that our spirit is stable and cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved because we have the unmovable Word of God. Let us give glory to the Lord who knows all things. And He is the one that shook our souls. He is the one that attracted us to His heart. He took our attention when He called us. He attracted us by the calling of His word. And sometimes we are all in need of a shaking. It brings everything back into perspective. As Solomon also said, that it was better for him to go into a house of mourning where someone had died, rather than going to celebrating into a house of feasting and laughter. Who would choose a house of mourning? Who would choose a house of death? And instead of choosing a house where you can have fun and celebrate. Well, Jesus said, if you love your life in this world, you will surely lose it. Because this is not our place. This is not our destination, as we are only pilgrims here, passing through. And Solomon said this because we know that a house of mourning will bring things more into perspective and give our attention and focus back to the reality of God, back to the eternal things. It will shake our earthly mindset that many people, even believers, are attached to. So let us thank the Lord for always shaking us and bringing us back to the realization that we are all living here just for a moment of time. And our true destiny is going to be eternally with our Lord Jesus in glory. Let our affections be upon the eternal things of God, and the invisible things are the things that remain. Amen. I want to appreciate Brother Andrew Feary for giving me another opportunity to share on this platform this week. It's truly a wonderful platform where we can all gather together in the unity of the faith and to be blessed together by the word of truth that is given unto each member and each minister of God. We truly complete each other in this body of Christ, and we have been so blessed by hearkening unto other called ministers around the world. Brother Ryan and Brother Tim McKay have been such a blessing the past couple weeks, and this blessing is a continual blessing that will move from glory to glory. Amen. The Lord is doing a wonderful work in each member of His body. So let us just thank the Lord this day for all the new things He is doing in our lives. Let us praise the Lord for the unconditional love that is leading us to His holy mountain. Amen. As Psalms chapter 65 verse 4 says, blessed is the man whom Thou choosest and causest to approach unto Thee, that he may dwell in Your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of Thy house, even of Thy holy temple. Amen. It is the Lord who has chosen. It is the Lord who has shown mercy. He shows mercy unto whom He wants to show mercy. We could have never been able to enter into his courts had he not chosen us and drawn us to him. For no man can approach him without the power of his love drawing us. No flesh can boast before him and say, my hand was able to do it, my eyes were able to see him, my ears were able to hear. But it is the Lord who opens our eyes, the Lord who opens our ears. It is his hand that is leading us. Only by his right hand are we able to enter into his eternal pleasures. And this should give us such a joy to know that we are vessels of mercy and we are engraved in the palm of his hands. Let it be known that the Lord's mercies are new every morning. He is a true bridegroom to his bride, and his love is unfailing, and his compassion to his bride is always there. As Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 tell us, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Yes, his mercy and compassion is new every morning. So as we start this new week, let us consider how great his faithfulness is to us. Let us behold the new thing that the Lord is doing in each of us. Only when we arise to his light can we behold the new thing that the Lord is doing every morning. Only in his Spirit can we comprehend this compassion that is new unto us every morning. Surely he is making all things new. He is making us into new creatures. He's giving us a new tongue. He's giving us a new sight to behold, a new set of ears to hearken. He's giving us even a new account in heavenly places. We each have a spiritual bank account where we are storing our treasures in heaven. Amen. We have a new mansion prepared for us, a new house, a new set of garments that will eternally keep us in Christ. All things are being made new. He is refining us, purging us, correcting us. He's restoring us back, and he will claim us back onto him. That is where we truly belong. We belong back to our first love. That is where we were in the mind of God, shouting together for joy before the foundation of the world. And so let us take comfort in knowing that he cannot lose one. He cannot forsake us. That's impossible for him to do, because that would mean he would lose a part of himself. And we know that we are a part of him, for we are bones of his bone, flesh of his flesh. That is the mystery of the bride and the bridegroom. Amen. And he had to find us. He had to redeem us. For not only are we bone of his bone, we are thoughts of his eternal mind. And he created us according to his good pleasure. Not only did he find us in this lost world of darkness, but he has given us his seed, his precious seed, to save us. And we know that a woman can only be saved by childbearing. She has to bear the seed in her, just as Eve had to receive the seed from Adam, just as Rachel had to tell Jacob, give me seed or I die. Surely we are as Rachel, crying in the depth of our hearts and our souls for the seed of perfect love. We were crying like Rachel, Lord, give us this seed. And he gave it to us. It is a new seed. It is a new birth. As Paul said, that we are travailing together again in birth, in much tribulation for Christ to be formed in us. Yes, that is the purpose, for Christ to be formed in us. The wife is making herself ready to be delivered, to enter into the kingdom of God. Let it be known that a new thing is going to happen. As the prophet Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22 tells us, that at the right time, he will make it happen. And in the meantime, let us redeem the time. Let us walk worthy to this high calling. looking onto the author and the finisher of our faith. For what he started, he will surely finish. He will give us that rapturing faith, from faith to faith. Amen. And look at what Peter is telling us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. He says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God?" Amen. Our focus should be looking for and hastening onto His coming. Our attention should be looking onto the eternal things. Many are still looking down, still looking to continue in this world. But the Lord wants our hearts to look up. He wants us to know that He is going to perform a new thing. The new thing is already at work. It's already beginning in us. The kingdom of God is already in us. Eternity has already been quickened in us. And we have been given that revival. He has not left us without a revival in our hearts. He has awakened us. He has quickened us. And He gives us little revival, little here, little there, to keep us and to keep us continuing in our bondage. And we know that this body is a corruptible body of death. This is the bondage that remains. And so we still are groaning for the redemption of this body, for it has yet to be made new. But we know that within this earthen vessel is a new seed that we have hidden. It is a glorious treasure ready to be revealed in this last time. And this new seed of righteousness is growing in our spiritual womb. Yes, we each all have a spiritual womb that no eye can see, but surely we can sense it. We are drawing nearer and nearer to our delivery dates. We are not children of the darkness, where we know not the time and season of our delivery. For we have the day star arising in our hearts. We are children of the day, and we are now in the morning watch, awakening our love. In the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4, we read, "I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you stir not up nor awaken my love until it so desires." Amen. Love will desire to awaken only when Christ is formed in us. Love will desire to rapture us when we are made perfect in love. Perfect love has to cast out all fear from within us. How can our bridegroom awaken to take us home if we still have spiritual fear? Look at the children of Israel who gave an evil report because they feared to take the land. They saw giants before them. They were shaken with great fear. And so the time to take their promised land was delayed for 40 years. And so do we find ourselves delaying and not running toward the heart of God. Many times we delay because fear takes a hold of us. But God's perfect love is to cast away all fear. Amen. Nevertheless, we know that this flesh will always contain leaven inside of it. This flesh will always have corruptible things living inside of it. This is a city of filthiness that we live in. This flesh is a city of fear, a city of doubt, a city of iniquity. This body is a body of iniquity. And we are living in a wilderness. But let us thank God who has kept us in this wilderness. He has sustained us. He has given us the water of life in the wilderness, just as He did to the children of Israel. And all those who followed Moses, all those who followed Joshua, like Caleb did, he followed the right voice. He kept following the right promise. And when we follow the voice of love, when we follow the voice of promise, we will also be led as all those who were under 20 years old were led to the promised land. Only the new creature was being led. Those that were born in the wilderness, those that were born from the people who came out of Egypt, that new creature was able to cross over. And we know that his voice is crying out in our wilderness. His voice is making us ready to shout and to take the holy city. Amen. How can we still have doubt? We must believe the report that has been brought to us. We must believe all the spiritual signs that have been given to us, all the revelation that has been given, all the understanding that the Lord is giving. We must believe the new thing that the Lord is going to do. We cannot remain deceived, wanting after the things of the world. We cannot remain loving the world and loving this life that we now live in. Our hopes must be set above. Our hope must be revived onto His coming. For that is where we belong. That is where our life is hidden. Our identity, our new identity is in Christ. We have a new name that He will surely give us. And our hearts is in the process of being made completely new. The Lord is working in each heart that loves His appearing. He is the heart specialist that is healing us from all our wickedness. And a new heart is He creating in us. And this new heart can do all things in Christ. This new heart will not fear. This new heart will not doubt. This new heart cannot sin, for the seed is remaining in us. Amen and amen. And nothing shall be impossible to those who believe this report. I will stop here, my brothers and sisters, and we will continue speaking this week upon the new thing that the Lord is doing. The Lord bless you all. Amen.